Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 17, The 12 Transcendental Rasas. The transcendental rasas, or relationships, can be divided into five. Number 1, the initial stage is called Shantarati, wherein one who is liberated from material contamination appreciates the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one who attains this stage does not exactly engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, for this is a neutral stage. In the second stage, which is called Dasya Rati, a person appreciates one's own position as being everlastingly subordinate to the Supreme Lord, and understands that one is eternally dependent upon the causeless mercy of the Supreme Person. And at the same time, there is an awakening of natural affection, such as is felt by a son who grows up and begins to appreciate the benedictions received from the father. And so at this stage, the living entity wants to serve the Supreme Lord instead of Maya or illusion. In the third stage, called Sakyarati, transcendental love is developed and one associates with the Supreme on an equal level of love and respect. As this stage is further developed, there is joking and such relaxed exchanges as laughing and so on. On this level, there are fraternal exchanges with the Supreme Person, and one is free from all bondage. At this stage, one practically forgets one's inferior position as a living entity, but at the same time, one has the greatest respect for the Supreme Person. In the fourth stage, called Vatsalya Rati, the fraternal affection evinced in the preceding stage develops into paternal affection. At this time, the living entity tries to be the parent of God. So instead of worshiping the Lord, the living entity, as a parent of the Supreme, becomes an object of worship for the Supreme Person. At this stage, the Lord depends upon the mercy of His pure devotee, and the Lord puts Himself under the control of the devotee to be raised. The devotee in this stage attains the position wherein one can embrace the Supreme Lord and even kiss His head. In the fifth stage, called Madhura Rati, there is an actual transcendental exchange of conjugal love between lover and beloved. It is at this stage that Krishna and the damsels of Braja glance at one another, for on this platform there is an exchange of loving glances, motions of the eyes, pleasant words, attractive smiles, and so forth. Besides these five primary rasas or relationships, there are seven secondary rasas, which consist of laughing, having wonderful visions, entering into a chivalrous relationship, experiencing pity, feeling anger, experiencing ghastliness and devastation. Exempli gratia, for example, Bhishma related to Krishna as a warrior in the chivalrous rasa. Hiranyakashipu, however, experienced an exchange of the ghastly and devastating rasa. The five primary rasas constantly remain within the heart of the pure devotee, while the seven secondary rasas sometimes appear and disappear in order to enrich the flavors and tastes of the primary rasas. And after enriching the primary rasas, they disappear. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part Number 17, The 12 Transcendental Rasas, recorded June 12, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.